Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour. Here we are, another opportunity for us to dig into the world of News Talk Radio. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, or a review of the top 10 items this week as posted on the website at talkers.com. It's their research that gets done that we talk about, and we post also on our DJV social media, Facebook, Twitter, etc., etc., etc. So the charts are for the week of July 5th. How about I try that again? 5th to the 9th. And there are some stories that have been in the top 10 for a long time and some new ones as well. The people list will get to as much of this as we can during this hour. I'm going to quickly go through the list, and then I want to pick out a few things for us to dig into. The heat wave and the situation with the weather, number 10 this week, and I've certainly on the DJV program talked about the consequences that we can expect from, and I'm talking, I guess, all the availability of food, how much it's going to cost, all of that stuff. So that's a part of our discussion there. At number 9, our relationship with the Chinese and the Russians. At number 8, the mayoral race in New York. At number 7, the immigration situation, southern border, etc. Race relations and theories about race, etc. Number 6, the condo collapse. Number 5, the economy. Number 4, Trump and his social media problems. Number 3, the grand old party in January 6th. And COVID is number 1. And the people on the list, we'll talk about them as we go through it. I actually wanted, ladies, Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, with me. The Surfside death toll, is it over? Can we be confident that 64, but 76 people are still missing at this point, right? So the number can keep going up. Where are they finding these people? I thought they've gone through.
I think they were hoping that... Remember when they collapsed a part of the condo? They did that last weekend, early in this week. And they collapsed a part that was still standing. It allowed them to get to pieces of the wreckage where they thought it was possible, where the floors collapsed and the floor kind of collapsed down, that they would be able to find people who might have found a pocket. But according to reports, everything just fell flat, one on top of the other. And they were able to find some bodies, but they were not able to find any survivors. So this week, I think it might have been Wednesday, the mayor said, we are no longer doing a search and rescue effort. We are now in a recovery mode, meaning that the hope for survivors, which went well over 14, 15 days, ended. But what was stunning about that story, and this is why it's so important to thank the police, the fire, the first responders, when you see them this weekend, is that they didn't leave. They were told to go home and get some rest and to come back since it was no longer a search and rescue effort. They wouldn't go. And so they keep looking and they keep digging. And, you know, I can't imagine what they're going through. I know we can't compare it to 9/11, but the type of wreckage that they're having to deal with is very similar. And that has to be taking a human toll on the people who are digging through it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Well, and the people who were expecting, you're not going to find any remains in that rubble. Unless it's somebody's finger or an arm or something like that. So
really?
You get to the point of just what do you gain by continuing to look under the circumstances? And then there is the discussion of what other dangers are there in that area, other buildings that are like it, or buildings up and down the coast of Florida, or all around Florida, or all the way up and down the coast, wherever there's a beach. Is there a jeopardy, and will that diminish the value of condos in the near future? Probably not. People are, I guess, creatures of habit, and they like to be on the water. I know I do. Would that affect your ability to be excited about getting into a building that might collapse? And how do you know? Do an investigation before you buy into some of these buildings. Whether they're new or old doesn't make any difference. Find out how they were built. and what's underneath them. That would be something that I'd ask. And a lot of real estate people probably don't even know the answer to that, but something worth consideration. All right, let's explore. Oftentimes we try to get to all the top ten. Let's take the top five this week, ladies, and see what we can do with the information and conversation about them on News Talk Radio. So number five is the condo. Number four is the economy and the situation. I think that there is an argument to be made that the economy is suffering at the moment from a lack of competition. You can't get a car, so you pay the price for whatever you can get. When you go to the restaurants, you pay exorbitant prices because either they're trying to make up for what they lost over the past year and a half, or the understanding is clear that the price of food, everything related to agriculture, is going to go sky high because of the heat wave in the Northwest and the weather, the pounding that the East Coast is taking, and the even through the Midwest with rain, and more rain. So this is something that whether it fuels inflation, I don't see how it cannot fuel inflation. But in terms of the competition, I noticed that the president has been out and about this week trying to figure out how we can encourage people, businesses and so forth, competition, the taxes. I don't understand. It sounds like he's talking out of both sides of his mouth, because adding more taxes to businesses isn't going to help businesses survive. It's going to kill more businesses. Whether they're big or small doesn't make any difference. So what about the hiring of people? People hiring can't find workers. So that's a problem in and of itself, isn't it? The government is still paying people to not work, although I think pretty much isn't that over by the end? Is it all? Everything's over now, right?
It depends.
All the welfare is over.
State by, no, it's not over. It's still going on in California until September.
September?
California.
September?
It's not just California, though. There are other states who are still offering it.
Well, until September?
Yeah.
I think New Jersey did with very specific, you can't just get an extra $300 a week anymore, in New York and New Jersey, unless you're, you know, really meeting specific criteria. So I'm not sure. But in general, like if you file for unemployment and then they just tack on the extra $300 or whatever it is per state, I think a lot of states have ended that at the end of June.
Ohio got rid of it, but now there's a lawsuit against them to try to bring it back because people want it. Maryland is extending theirs. Indiana has not extended theirs. It really depends state by state where you go. And some of them are being challenged legally about whether or not the states can get rid of it. So only 26 states have ended it. Let's see if – I don't even think New Jersey's on the list, actually. Louisiana, Arizona, Maryland, Tennessee, Montana, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Ohio, South Carolina, South Dakota, Texas, Utah, Alabama, Idaho, Indiana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, West Virginia, Wyoming, Missouri, Mississippi, Iowa, Alaska do not have it. All other states are not getting rid of it until September 6th.
Awful.
So if you didn't hear
That's
your state,
disgrace.
It's still going
That's
on.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I think it depends. But, yeah, I mean, in general,
you and
just
I
giving people more
money. It's disgusting. I'm making a general statement that doesn't deserve a shot. I'm saying what's impractical for those of us who pay taxes is to be paying for people not to work. And frankly, as one American, I'm fed up with it. Frankly, all of this stuff is way counterproductive and not helping the economy. And there's other stuff that's in the hopper to make it easier. The cost of drugs has gone up through all of this. Drug companies in their greed taking advantage of the situation. Prices have gone bananas. Pharmaceutical companies are, I mean, just look at the television, listen to the radio, all the ads that are playing for all of this stuff. And then it's interesting, I see one of the tenets here is to allow you to buy hearing aids without a prescription, something that Trump started.
What?
Sorry. But didn't
a little
get...
hearing aid humor.
Right, yes, very good. Anyway, hospitals being transparent about billing, that hasn't really happened. And, you know, there's stuff like little things, the airlines refunding when they lose your bag. They charge, you know, they charge you $50 for a bag, right? when you travel. If you're allowed one bag or something, depending on the ticket that you buy, and you pay $50, they lose your bag. They don't want to give you your money back.
No.
So, huh?
No, they won't give you your money back.
How does that get explained?
And they won't even acknowledge that they lost the bag. It's just been misplaced for the moment.
Yeah.
Right.
That was the last time I checked luggage. Now I am full on carry-on.
I'm like, if you're going to send my luggage to Tahiti, at least let me go and pick it up. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is that we have this in the farming community. There's been a big to-do, and Trump has, Biden's come down on the side of farmers, thank heavens, with the right to repair. The big John Deere and all the other big AGCO, the big manufacturers of equipment, don't want you to repair your own equipment anymore. They've fixed it so that it's almost impossible for you to fix stuff that you buy. So I just say, what's the incentive to buy a new tractor or new equipment? And that hurts the economy. And they've just made it, they're just so greedy. That's all there is to this. We're not going to allow you to fix your own equipment. What is that? Who thinks like that? There has been that move in the auto industry generally. You know, fix it so that you can't fix your car. Hello? What's that all about? 17 after the hour here, the Talk Radio Review.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, there's something that's on, actually not on the list that we're all surprised isn't on the list, and that's the assassination of the leader of Haiti. So a couple of people, including some Americans, apparently have been arrested. What would be the motive of Americans killing the leader of Haiti? Any ideas? This guy was becoming a dictator.
Obviously, this is a group of people who are paid to do it. I think The reason there hasn't been much news about this is that, you know, people just write it off and go, well, Haiti, it's pretty corrupt. And it's surprising it didn't make it on this list and really didn't make it into the headlines all that much this week.
No.
But the group who killed him, the unidentified gunman and his wife, they claim to be DEA agents.
American DEA agents?
They were speaking Spanish, and they attacked his resident, with high-caliber weapons.
After the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Nationwide, people are interested in what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. So every week as a companion piece to the official Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, the ladies from the TJV program and me, Doug Steffen, get together to go through the official list, the stories, the people, etc., etc. So we have Jay now, whose role in the program is certainly not one focus, but she is good at social media, so we gave her that title. So let's go to some of the thoughts that people are expressing and sharing this week about some of the issues that are on the charts. For example, at number 10, the weather situation. You asked people to comment on climate change, et cetera, whether it was real or fake. What'd you get back?
Michael Selby says it's real, but natural, not human-caused. Birch Willard chimes in with climate has been changing for millennia.
To say that there's no human, I mean, come on. Look what comes out of your car.
That's his opinion. Yeah.
I know, but it's just it's crazy to me.
I mean, I think the argument is that, like, the Ice Age ended without, you know, human beings and their cars driving past. So,
yeah.
I mean, climate change has been.
Are we affecting it? Are we contributing to it? Yep. Is it all us? No. That would be my read on. All right. We're interested in listeners. Go ahead, Jim.
And Melinda Stone actually covers what you guys just discussed. The debate is not over whether there is climate change. It's whether it is caused by man-made or whether any of the supposed solutions being put in place have impacted it. There needs to be an actual live, transparent debate between qualified individuals who can cite credible, verifiable sources.
Nah, there isn't going to be.
I know, but unfortunately, so many people make money off of it.
Yeah, well, it's a big business.
It's also a money-making scheme for a lot of people. I mean, they're making a ton of cash. It's a big industry.
Yeah, all right, what else
are we? And Ken Stark agrees with that, saying it's a political power/money grab here. We have been warming since the Ice Age. Deal with it, he adds at the end.
We've had lots of ice ages in the history of the 4.5-5 billion years the planet's been in existence. There have been dozens of ice ages. The most recent one that has shaped the way kind of we are now, I think, was, what, 18,000 years ago? Okay. Next, President Biden announced the plans to get more Americans vaccinated. What are people saying about that, Jay?
Susan Toller says it's a waste of time and resources. Unless you've been in a rabbit hole, Americans have been given every opportunity to be vaccinated.
I think that's kind of true, isn't it? I mean, they've been given every opportunity, but it hasn't worked, so do we need to find different ways of getting people to get the vaccination? We think it's important. Huh. All right, you got a couple of other comments here.
Yeah,
Susie
Laura
Ortiz.
Francis.
Who's who?
Larry. Susie Ortiz says it's a personal choice. Leave it that way. Mm-hmm. Lord Francis chimes in, no, he's crossing the line now. Time to impeach this administration.
People are so funny. Let's impeach everybody. Okay. The situation with Sha'Carri Richardson has gotten a lot of attention. So what do we have there?
Yeah, pretty much everyone agrees the rules need to be changed, but she did break the rules. Rules are rules. Melissa Zimmer says, I live in Eugene, Oregon, where the track meet took place. I know smoking marijuana is legal in this state. However, Sha'Carri Richardson needed to abide by the rules of the World Olympics Organization. They stated that marijuana is not a legal drug.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Chris Burton. I see some of the names here. Some
chimes in. She knowingly broke the rule. Whether it's a dumb rule or not, it's not the point. She broke it and got caught. She's out.
And most people, I think, agree with that, don't they? Really, the
she
rules are the rules.
Well, Sha'Carri said that too. Yeah.
Right. Okay. If our country were to retire the Star Spangled Banner, this is 4th of July week. What do we use as a national anthem? What are people saying about that?
Larry Fuss has always thought America the Beautiful should be the national anthem. Sherry Chesties wants God Bless America. Nicole Oswell wants God Bless the USA. I like that one. I'm for that one, too. I back that one up.
Yeah.
Tish McCoy says Toby Keith, courtesy of the red, white, and blue, should be the national anthem. It's a country song if you're not familiar with it.
You mean it's not? That's one of my favorites.
And then, of course, we have jokester Patrick Godfrey, who says Free Bird.
Yeah.
Freebird. Why do I know that? What song?
Skinner.
Skinner.
Oh, Leonard Skinner. That's right. Okay. Yep.
The popular. What song do you want to hear?
Freebird.
Whether it's Leonard Skinner's concert or not.
Yeah. 20. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Fall 2021 will look a lot different compared to last year for many students around the country. The CDC announcing Friday it's recommending all students return to the classroom. Dr. Anthony Fauci being asked if he's on board.
Yes, we want to get children back in school in person across the board as we enter into the fall term.
Fauci on ABC News Friday. The CDC says students benefit from in-person learning, and safely returning to in-person instruction in the fall 2021 is a priority. The CDC also recommends everyone get vaccinated, including those 12 and older. Those younger than 12 should wear a mask. Ultimately, these decisions are up to each school district. Those suspected in the assassination of Haiti's president being described as professional killers. That's what Haitian officials say. Over 2 dozen people believed to be responsible for Wednesday's deadly attack outside Port-au-Prince. 20 suspects arrested, 2 of them U.S. citizens. 13 are former members of Colombia's military. 5 more remain on the run. This is USA Radio News. The death toll keeps climbing in Surfside, Florida. More bodies found Friday in the rubble of a collapsed condominium near Miami. 15 bodies found Friday. That makes 79 dead. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniella Levine-Cava.
This is a staggering and heartbreaking number that affects all of us very, very deeply. Please, please continue to keep all of the families in your prayers and in your hearts.
61 people remain unaccounted for. Amidst the tragedy, one good story, though, a cat lost in the collapse found alive and returned to its owner Friday. Millions more dollars in student loan debt now canceled. President Biden on Friday forgiving almost $56 million worth of loans owed by 1,800 students. The Department of Education saying the students were victims of fraud by for-profit colleges. This makes over $1.5 billion of student loan debt the administration has wiped out for over 90,000 people. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Meanwhile, back in the ranch, it's our overview of News Talk Radio from the perspective of the DJV showers. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. I want to spend some time in Victoria's area of expertise, like we all have them. Hers is, among others, internet stuff, what's going on, what's in terms of technology, what the big stories of the week are. So these internet security issues, we had a couple of big examples. You want to talk about those for a few minutes, Victoria?
Well, the big story. Yeah, the big story of the week, obviously, was the ransomware attack. And so that hit right before the holiday weekend, right before the 4th of July. Kaseya is the company. They are an IT solutions company. It's believed that about 1 million computers were affected by this. This was far-reaching too. It wasn't just American companies. The residual effect, you know, there was a whole grocery store chain in Sweden that couldn't take credit cards because they couldn't unlock their computers because of this ransomware attack. So, they think about 1,000 businesses overall have been compromised because of it. And, there was a demand from Revil, which is a Russian hacking group. They demanded $70 million in Bitcoin. They put out a very nice flowery little statement. Give us $70 million in Bitcoin, and within an hour, everybody's back to normal. Like, it was so
nice.
Yeah, it was just very, very matter of fact, but like very friendly. Everyone, you know, no one will have any issues. Within the hour, everyone will be back to normal, which a lot of cybersecurity experts are calling BS.
Huh?
Yeah, but they're calling BS on it, and they're like, yeah, so someone's going to give them 70 million Bitcoin, and they're not even the ones behind this. So, and that is the suspicion, so it's kind of an ongoing.
So, with regard to that, I thought it was interesting this week that Senator Warren of Massachusetts Gary Gensler, from the Securities and Exchange Commission, having a conversation in some the Q&A that happens to these committees. They get experts in and they ask them questions about this, that, and the other thing. The focus was on regulation, excuse me, of cryptocurrency and how people are getting screwed by it. People have lost $2 trillion, supposedly, and so one wonders, does the government need to be involved in that? She seems to be all over anyway. I think a couple of members of Congress as well. So do we need to regulate crypto?
Well, I think from a, I think the conversation really is usually from a tax perspective, because it's, you know, it's not
another
tax.
Way to get money for them and to waste so, in the federal government, yeah.
Right, and so people are making, you know, some people are making massive profits off of buying and selling Bitcoin, and there's no tax implication for it, so it's a lot of missed out missed revenue.
Well, isn't that the case with things you buy online? Do you still not have to? I guess it depends on the state, right? If you buy things online from the various companies that sell things directly to you, one of the big things retailers used to talk about and complain about was that there were no tax consequences buying things online. Is that still the case?
No, you have. They closed that loop.
They didn't.
Yeah, that used to be the case. Like, I'm in New Jersey, and everyone used to go into New York. You'd go to Bloomingdale's or Saks or whatever. You'd buy, you know, if you're buying expensive stuff, and you just have them ship it to Jersey, so you wouldn't pay sales tax. They closed that loop too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it depends. You have to put in your zip code and where you're sending the stuff for the sales tax to be calculated.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now there's a. One of the things I was hoping we'd spend most of our time on the COVID stuff. There is something there. That's number one this week. We ought to probably spend a little time on the Delta variant and whether or not we need to have another shot. Is there a new booster that's going to be added to the vaccine list? What's the bottom line there?
The FDA said no to the booster.
Didn't who say what?
I saw a headline this week saying that a booster wasn't going to be necessary at this time. I thought that was what was one of the big stories about.
Well, I think that they're...
Well, Pfizer's applying in August for
they want approval, right.
Yeah, for the third. Because it seems like Pfizer is looking a little further down the road, and I think they're seeing that we will need a booster because the way this variant, the Delta variant, is spreading.
I guess... Maybe the story is now, because I think there were some that believed that we needed it for the summer or the fall, but now they're saying it's probably more likely about 12 months from when you get the shot that you
right.
might need the booster.
Right. So that puts up most people, right? That puts us into next spring. Maybe, you know, my parents got their shots in February, late January, early February. So, yeah, they'll probably need a booster sometime in January, because you don't want to have anything over. You want to make sure it's overlapping. You don't want to just, like, you know, if they fall off the cliff with immunity and then you have to build it back up again, you know, yeah, there could be big holes there, and that's a concern.
Right. Okay. The Afghanistani withdrawal has gotten a lot of attention. President Biden late in the week talking about the U.S. military mission there, reinforcing that it will be over at the end of next month. He says the Taliban takeover is not likely. I'm not sure I'm buying that one.
I don't know about that.
I think it's probably highly likely, not highly unlikely.
It's already happening. The Taliban's already happening. I mean, look, I have said pretty consistently that I'm not against Biden in wanting to withdraw troops. I think that most people don't have an appetite for this, but... I just don't know if we should close down the entire base. And what they've done is that they've been very open about when they're going to move troops, when they're going to withdraw, when this is all going to be over. And I don't think that's the best policy, because you're kind of telescoping all the moves of the military, which can not only put them at risk, but also puts the country at risk. And you don't want to create the vacuum that was created by Obama in Iraq and in Syria, where ISIS kind of blew up. So there were a couple of issues that I had. One of them, he wouldn't take the mission accomplished moment, basically, where when we first went into Afghanistan, it was to get rid of Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda has been decimated. We should have taken the moment to say mission accomplished. Just from a public relations standpoint, I think that would be a good narrative for the world community to see, so it's not just an endless war. And I also think that we should have kept some access to that base in Afghanistan so that we could have access to it in case China gets out of control. This is our closest military base to China. And to pull out of it and allow the Taliban to just come in and take everything over, I think, is a huge mistake. Particularly when you find out that over the last few months, China has gotten into bed with Pakistan and with Afghanistan and have given them these loans, basically, given them a lot of money. And if they don't pay back on the projects that they're using for, like infrastructure, bridges and roads and stuff like that, then China owns them. So I don't know. It's problematic from many levels, and I think that a withdrawal from nation building is appropriate. I think that's where people's appetite is, but a complete evacuation of an important military base is a problem.
I think the timing was interesting for, I don't know, I know no, we didn't talk about it on DJV. I don't know that it made a lot of international news, but Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of England, also announced this week that all of the British troops are out. And so it's the same, it's like everyone's leaving at the exact same time. And I'm not sure if that was coordinated or if, if that's, I mean, obviously this has been in the works for a while. I think Trump wanted to get the troops out as well. And this is not like a new thing. But, yeah, I mean, I would definitely be in favor of keeping some sort of presence. But I don't know. And maybe we will, and maybe this is sort of smoke and mirrors. I don't know.
Biden says the mission hasn't failed. Well, that's a ridiculous statement. It's complete disaster, complete failure, and all the men and women
mission,
that lost
though, like
their
Jen
lives,
just said, the mission was to get rid of Al-Qaeda, and we did.
Yeah, the mission, when it started, was to go find bin Laden. That was the mission. Al-Qaeda then
we got bin Laden, too.
The ancillary...
Yes, and that's the point, is that we should be celebrating that as a narrative, that it was a win for the country. We got Al-Qaeda, we got bin Laden, period, end of story. That's it. I don't think there should be hemming and hawing about, you know, whether it was a success or not. I just, I feel like, I don't know, I don't know who does the messaging in that place. But
The whole thing is, that's a good question, messaging. Is an important...
And the fact that they picked September 11th as their end date, I mean, that would indicate victory for the people who loved seeing our country suffer on 9/11. I mean, just whoever comes up with this stuff, and I don't think it's Biden, I think it's whoever's around him. It needs, like, some serious PR 101.
Well, so what, they're using September 11th as... What, the...
That was the first... So that was the first day when Biden said, yeah, we're withdrawing the troops. He said, September 11th, we will be out. Okay. And...
I get that point, though, to sort of bookend it. I get it. But, I don't know.
Bookend it with September 12th. Don't give them the satisfaction of, like, a withdrawal on September 11th.
The story list from Talkers Magazine this week. The charts for this first full week of July at number 10. The situation with the weather in our country. Heat wave and drought on the West Coast. And the water and the wet from Florida all the way up to New England is really going to have an impact on what you pay for food. Our relationship with China and Russia, number 9. The mayoral race in New York, number 8. Our situation on immigration at the southern border, number 7. Relationships with other, among ourselves, if you will, race relations, number 6. That condo situation in South Florida, number 5. Number 4 is the economy at the moment and the fear of inflation. Number 3, the aforementioned Trump suing social media, what comes out of that. The January 6th investigation, number 2, and COVID is number 1 this week again on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, we continue with our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It's the DJV overview called, I call it several different things, the righteous attack on reality, sometimes. But it is our review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, continuing in a moment. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are 2 sets for the price of 1. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV, that's 2 sets of Giza Dream Sheets for 1 low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
On the People list from Talkers Magazine, you can find these lists at talkers.com or at the DJV show, social media or djvshow.com. At number 10, the two leaders of Russia and China make it, as they have for most every week, one way or another. In that list, Eric Adams, number 9, the fellow running for mayor in New York, Kamala Harris, 8, Ron DeSantis, 7, Marjorie Taylor Greene, number 6, Mitch McConnell, a fossil, number 5, Kevin McCarthy is 4, Nancy Pelosi, another fossil, is 3, Trump, well, we can come up with all sorts of adjectives to describe him, but he's making it on the list, bumped himself up into the number 2 position because of all the visibility this week. And then there's President Joe Biden. He makes it to the top of the list, as is normally the case. The president gets up there and pretty much stays there, depending on what's going on. That's the People list, courtesy of the work done by the staff at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. 46 after the hour, the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, our roundup of the stories, courtesy of the DJ Viewers, which include Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. The COVID thing and what that is, that's number one this week. The fact that Joe Biden says he's going to go door to door seemed to have, whether that really, Joe's going to knock on your door and say, hey, please get a vaccine.
Like Santa with the naughty and the nice list.
Right, exactly. Or the $10 million.
I also think that was a really poorly chosen phrase. So I think that has just blown up, and people are just way overreacting to that.
But they kind of doubled down, though. Javier Becerra, who's the Secretary of Health and Human Services, says the government is there absolutely their right to know whether or not you've been vaccinated. And that raised a lot of, eyebrows, I think, when they kind of doubled down on this messaging that's clearly not popular.
All right, so here's one for the books. And this is not on the top 10. It's sort of an extra, but I think it needs a mention. There's a gay men's chorus in San Francisco that has a new song, basically contained in a video. "We'll Convert Your Children" is what they...
It's real, and they sang it. Yeah. And, people went crazy. So they took it down because the backlash was real.
Was it on social media? Where did it show? On their website?
They sang it at an event. I mean, you can watch it. I mean, it was there.
And, is it like, we shall overcome?
It's a response to, like, religious freaks who say, we'll convert your children. Conversion therapy. Get to, pray the gay away. So it's their response of, oh, okay, fine. You want to convert our kids or us? We'll convert your children, too.
Good God.
It's total satire, but taken very wrong.
Yeah. But no one has a sense of humor. No one's smart enough to get satire.
Well, is there a sense of humor required on either side for this? If you want to believe it's satire, then the conversion, do both sides see it that way or both sides don't see it that way? That's really kind of the overview of "We'll Convert Your Children." You could, if it wasn't done by a gay men's chorus, you could apply it to a lot of religious groups that come around, Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, whoever. Seventh-day Adventists knock on your door all the time, just like Joe Biden. Maybe they ought to all go out together and see what they can do.
That's
a pitch.
South Park episode waiting to happen.
I'd watch it.
I would, too.
Pitch for conversion and vaccination at the same time. That's it.
Oh, boy.
How about that for an idea?
Oh, boy.
All right. All right, there's, by the way, just a quickie, speaking of TV, Pride and Prejudice is coming back. Did you see that?
No, it's a dating show. No. Yeah. It's the Pride and Prejudice reality dating show, and I am 100% watching it. It's The Bachelor, but it's like carriage rides and handwritten notes and dancing and stuff. Yeah, it's crazy.
Sounds crazy. All right, ladies, thank you. It's 10 before the hour.
The Top
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 53 past the hour. It's time for our countdown of the top five items from the world of technology. We do this every week. At this time, the research done by Victoria Keelan and the reporting as well. So let's get to number five, which is a focus on Airbnb.
Yep, Airbnb has blocked over 50,000 suspicious bookings across 15 U.S. cities this week as part of a crackdown on parties. They don't want any more parties in their property, and especially, you know, with COVID. And so the numbers show that the scale of Airbnb's enforcement action is actually working. Airbnb outlined which kinds of bookings its system will automatically block. This is what they've been doing, actually, since last July. If you're under the age of 25 and you don't have a history of using Airbnb and getting positive reviews, you're not allowed to book. Also, regardless of your age, if you're booking a large house that's in the same city or town that you live in, that's going to get flagged as well. So you're going to have to be really careful if you want to have a big, you know, Halloween party this year. People are trying to plan that already. And so Airbnb is just not playing around. They're just going to crack down on everything and not let you book. And it's going to put a damper on people's holiday plans.
Number four this week, folks being accused in the Capitol riot circumstances. What's the play on social media here?
Well, 49 people have been identified and accused of taking part in the January 6th Capitol riot. These specific people have been identified for trying to erase images, videos, and text messages from their phones and social media accounts. However, people think that they're deleting stuff, but they're really not. And unless you're really good and you know exactly what you're doing on how to just completely wipe a device clean, these people do not know that, and so they've all been busted. And so in some cases, they're being charged an additional charge of taking and damaging reporters' equipment who were documenting. You know, a lot of reporters were there filming all of this, and so some of these idiots went after the reporters and smashed their cameras, and they didn't want to have any, you know, any footage or documentation of them being there. The other part of it is the videos that have now been uncovered are completely going against what these people have told the authorities. So their statements of, oh, I was just standing there peacefully protesting. Well, no, you weren't. There's video footage of you breaking into the Capitol. So it's more than 500 people have been arrested already. So it's continuing.
All right, number three on our list of the top items.
Yeah, so former President Trump has filed a proposed class action lawsuit against Facebook, Twitter, and Google, as well as the CEOs Mark Zuckerberg, Jack Dorsey, and Sundar Pichai. The lawsuits are 6 months after he was permanently or temporarily suspended from all three platforms. The problem, though, is that these lawsuits are going to go nowhere. This was basically just his attempt to get back in the news this week because he doesn't have a platform anymore. And putting out press releases doesn't really grab the public's attention. So he wants the courts to declare Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act unconstitutional. However, he also cited Section 230 as the legal justification for his lawsuit. So.
Lovely.
He's going to have to pick a side and stick with it.
Number two.
Facebook is facing a lot of scrutiny with how they handle information, right? We know that. This goes all the way back to the first election that Trump won. And so this is going all the way back to 2016. Misinformation, Facebook is just a hotbed for it. So now the D.C. Attorney General has subpoenaed Facebook for documents and data to determine whether Facebook has actually kept its word about reducing vaccine misinformation. And why this is important is because research has shown that exposure to online COVID misinformation has actually made Americans less willing to be vaccinated. This is fake news. I've been saying this until I'm blue in the face. Don't get your news from Facebook. Unfortunately, people do, and they trust what, you know, some Facebook friend has posted. And here we go. So now the government wants to step in to make sure Facebook is actually making good on that promise.
Right. Okay, biggest story of the week, the ransomware attacks. More and more is not better.
This was another huge attack. It happened just before the holiday, the 4th of July holiday weekend. Kaseya is the software company. It's an IT management service company. They were hit by this ransomware attack. The people behind it, and we still don't know exactly who's behind it, but they're demanding $70 million in Bitcoin. Revil, which is the group that has been responsible for, you know, other major ransomware attacks, they claim that they're behind this. However, a lot of, you know, researchers are saying that they're kind of skeptical about that. They think that there's more to the story. But right now, it could be about 1,000 businesses have been affected.
All right, there it is. Overview of the top five items this week. Counting them down from number five to number one. Kind of cool. Thank you for the info, Victoria. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.